the much anticipated return of the Observation Deck with Gordo.
No one's anticipating it.
Oh, everybody is.
By Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Ah, yes. Thank you for sponsoring this historic segment. Because the entire world is tuning in to find out what I did with my spring break. It's always of tremendous interest. Some say of the best interest to a lot of people.
Oh, boy. I know where this is going.
So now,
but has
without
that long of an intro.
Further ado, and with that being said, and against that backdrop, which needs no further introduction.
This means he did nothing.
And when you think of spring break, you think of one thing and one... I ran out of drum roll. So, I want to report that I held down the fort during spring break so that others, like my fellow musers, could travel.
You mean I lost the bet that you didn't even leave Dallas County?
I felt more comfortable in Dallas County than anywhere else.
What's happened to this man?
So I want you to know.
The man who used to give me a hard time about just going like 2 hours away.
Your houses remained locked and secured. I went by and checked on them every day and fed the goldfish.
He raised the white flag many years ago.
I did not raise any white flag.
Yeah, he really did.
I raise awareness for the value of home.
And it's just sad.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
No, it's not sad.
The guy who's
great.
So interested in travel and loves to go places. And,
I love going places.
Take
just
a
not personally.
He does not travel anymore, and I don't understand it.
I did many interesting things.
Okay.
So,
all right. We'll be
go.
The judge of that.
Well, I okay. like what? Name one interesting thing you did.
I tried to make friends with crows. That's one thing.
That means he was really bored at his house and went out in the backyard one day.
I bought like a 60-pound bag of unsalted shelled peanuts to feed to crows.
And trying to get on their good side.
Yeah, trying to get on their good side where they don't plot against me. And so I went out there and they would scatter from me every time I went out there. But I'd leave them a handful of these peanuts at a certain location trying to see if they... And they would... Either they came and got them or the squirrels got them.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Squirrels love you.
I don't know. But I want to make friends with them because they're really smart. And they'll bring you gifts. Now, the gifts they bring you, it's not like they're bringing you a cool PS5 game or anything. They'll bring you like a piece of tinsel they found.
You saw them
do this. It's very mush mouth. It's very mush mouth.
But they did bring you gifts.
No, they did not. I'm trying to...
Okay.
Yes, I'll feed them about 200 bucks worth of peanuts before they'll bring me a piece of tinsel. I mean, the exchange rate's not good in this deal.
No.
I'm acknowledging that.
Going out in the back during your downtime and feeding the crows is something I pictured you doing in your 80s, not your 70s.
Yep.
It does sound like a really old man or a crazy person, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to go feed the crows.
All right, but something else that I did will be of a lot of interest to you.
Okay.
I found my box that I've been missing for a while of all of my ticket audio from the first probably 7 years of the ticket.
Oh, my God.
What's it on? Is it on cassette?
Pick the medium. Basically, every
reel
medium that was invented.
DAT.
I have reel-to-reel, DAT, which is digital audio tape. I have mini disc. I have CDs, and I have cassettes.
Mini disc. Wow.
Yeah. Every one of them represents.
Where are we going to find a mini disc?
I have no idea.
Will you do me a favor and take that down to the Ennis landfill?
Oh, dude. Come on. That's my career, okay? I dedicated my life to this.
I hate listening to early ticket stuff.
Oh, boy. You got to hear this. You got to hear early musers. I have located all this audio, which I will be releasing. It will be like a
like
time
the
release
files.
Yes. After a few redactions,
you redact a lot of this.
I will release this audio after a few cultural redactions need to take place. So I have the first time I was ever on Skip Bayless's morning show.
Wow,
I remember that.
I have when the first week that we moved to mornings.
Wow.
In October of 95. And I have the first Ribby that was done in the mornings.
Okay.
I mean, I've got all this great stuff. And yes, I will go through it, and it is painful to listen to.
Did you find the Rolling Stones returns?
I have the Rolling Stones returns.
Oh, my God. Wow. To me, that's the holy grail of radio audio.
George just overrates so many different things that should not be overrated. It's so dumb. And I found, like, prank calls that did not go over the air.
Oh, no.
Where I'm calling you up, Giorgio, as a cussing Jerry Jones, and you laughing at how vulgar I'm being, and, oh, my God, was I vulgar. I said some of the most offensive stuff, which I now realize no matter how much I spend the rest of my life trying to atone, I will never get in heaven.
How are you going to explain
that? I have heard audio that suggests I will never get in heaven.
You're going to get there. They're going to play this Jerry Jones prank call.
And I'll be sitting there with failed smile in front of St. Peter going, I mean, it was context. You have to get context.
Did you
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Did you find the one that will cinch that deal? Our former chief engineer around his family?
Yeah. I'm.
That one cinches.
That one may have been destroyed.
That cinches your trip to hell.
I think that's been
destroyed.
What
was the name of that playlist?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's up for interpretation as to what the name was. It's called Butt Breath Theater. I remember that. So, yes, I found all of that. And it all worked. I thought I was going to put these cassettes in. And the only player I have is a handheld, I don't know if you remember these. They're basically big rectangles that look almost the size of half the size of a notebook. And you'd buy them at Sears.
Yeah.
It's like that, like a Panasonic deal like that. And that's what I had to play it out of, which isn't even stereo. So the out of it does not play in stereo. It's just a mono earpiece. It's not even labeled headphones. The out is labeled earpiece.
Oh, man. Can we have a countdown to the Rolling Stones return audio? Like,
George,
this Thursday, and we'll.
It is such a nothing burger, that piece of audio. It's just bad. You'll just get by there. So,
we'll invite a bunch of dignitaries to listen to it.
The mayor shows up to listen to this long buried audio. It's so dumb. And I forgot that Skip, after every bit that was played. Yeah. The way he would get out of every bit was to play the cuckoo clock. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Like, it's so wacky what's happening here. You have to play the cuckoo clock.
God,
man, I can't wait.
It's glorious. I had the best time going through all this old audio and hearing everyone. Everyone, of course, sounds way up here in their throat because we're all young. And so everybody talks a little bit higher.
Man.
Except the hard lines sounded exactly as I remembered them.
Really?
We all sound much younger and high-pitched.
Mm-hmm.
But the hard line sounds exactly like Hammer and Rhines. I mean, there's just no difference. And boy, characters are so cringy.
So out there.
Yeah, they were a little bit out there, pal. All right, one of the things that I had to stay home to monitor, which we always have to do when we're out of town, or on break, and that is the Death Watch.
Oh, yeah. You're always on that.
And we had quite a few notable deaths while we were gone. I'll start with this one. On March 9th, we had Tommy DiCarlo passing away, the singer of Boston. This is the second lead singer they've lost.
Wow.
Remember the other guy died with the hibachi grill or whatever it's called in the bathroom.
I don't remember that, but no. I'll take your word for it.
Matt Snell, do you know that name?
Yeah, that's a running back, former Raider? Running back from Penn State.
He played for the New York Jets.
Jets, okay.
He passed away on March 10th at the age of 84.
Wow. Yeah, if you played in the 60s, then you're in your 80s.
On March 11th.
Ohio State, sorry, not Penn State.
March 11th, Judy Pace, the actress from Peyton Place and Brian's Song, which George says is a comedy.
No, that was another ticket host that I
never understood.
No, but that movie impacted me at a young age.
Yeah, me too.
It did.
It was the saddest thing. Yeah. Golly.
Wasn't there some uncomfortable language in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back and revisit that scene. It's the most uncomfortable thing you'll ever see. so bad. Anyway, Judy Pace passed away. Gary Wagner, remember him? He played for the Red Sox and the Phillies.
Okay.
He dies at the age of 85. On March 13th, we had Phil Campbell passing away, guitarist for Motorhead. He battled, says it was a long battle in intensive care after a complex operation. Mm. What's a complex operation?
Just that.
Quadruple bypass?
Aren't most complex? Like a simple operation is what? Like when they remove a cyst off your arm?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he died of a non-cyst.
Yeah.
That's his official cause of death. Then we had Kiki Shepard, who was the co-host, longtime co-host of Showtime at the Apollo, died from a massive heart attack in Los Angeles.
Hmm.
Described as massive at the age of 74. Larry Stahl, baseball player for the A's, the Mets, and the Padres, passing away at 84.
I don't remember him.
And then you mean may he rest yes. in peace.
That's what he meant.
And the big one, on the 19th, we lost the man who we thought defeated death a long time ago, and it can never touch him. Chuck Norris.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The iconic martial artist, also known as Walker Texas Raley.
That's right. That was a big one.
Yes.
He was on our show before.
And yeah. We don't know. Have we had him on a couple times?
Yeah, I think so.
And am I wrong in thinking that he lived around here or had a place around here?
Yeah. I mean, back when I was in high school, that was a big deal if he showed up at Brookhaven Country Club.
Yeah, it's Chuck
huge.
Norris.
Yes.
That guy fought Bruce Lee.
Right.
Yeah.
He was world champion. Or was that Ric Flair? I can't remember. One of them was champion, world champion.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Chuck Norris. He died in Hawaii, and he died. It's very confusing. They have not announced the actual cause of death. Not that we're owed that. But the family said... family said, we would like to keep the circumstances private. Please know that he was surrounded by family and was at peace. But he died, I guess, after they said it was sudden, though,
mm-hmm.
at the same time. Sudden, but he's okay. surrounded by family and at peace.
So maybe he seemed like he was fine. He wasn't in the hospital, but had a heart attack or
yeah.
slipped
yeah,
on some ice.
To have get his family around him.
Slipped on some ice in Hawaii. Very rare death right there.
Yeah.
Especially for Chuck Norris, the guy who was so strong. Didn't you like the Chuck Norris memes? Nobody liked Chuck
oh,
Norris
yeah,
jokes?
Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet him in person? Like, shake his hand, meet him.
So part of me wants to say of the two times we had him on, one was in person.
He was up here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was in studio with
yeah,
us?
Yeah, and his wife came with him, if I recall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a studio audience show, wasn't it?
God, it may have been.
What happens when Chuck Norris does a push-up?
Hmm.
He doesn't push himself up. He pushes the earth down.
Oh, yeah.
The flu gets a shot for Chuck Norris every season.
I love all those jokes.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Chuck Norris need a GPS?
Why?
He decides where he is, and then the world complies to that. So it will move for him. Yeah, all those crazy, stupid jokes. But anyway, for some reason, that one hit me. When you get a big
sure,
He-Man
yeah.
like that you see yeah. pass away.
Yeah. And he was 86. I didn't realize he was that old.
86. And it seems like he was a star of a lot of those, you know, UHF commercials that were going on for...
Yeah.
Yeah,
the latest in hearing aid technology
yeah.
or the latest in knivery. You could buy a set of Ginsu's from him or something. I don't know.
In 86, could he still kick somebody's ass?
Yes. I guarantee he could kick my ass in 86.
I think the Hardline just had a discussion on that not too long ago.
Like before his death or
yeah,
since
like
his death?
Could Davey beat up Chuck Norris?
86-year-old Chuck
yeah.
Norris.
I can't remember what they concluded.
He's still going to know his moves.
I think that he
yeah.
put out a video like 2 weeks before he died of him working out
doing
on his birthday.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, doing cool stuff like chopping a ham in half with his karate chop. Something like that. I mean, he was doing... Now, I don't know whether Chuck Norris had the latest in AI that was helping his videos make it look like he's doing cool things. Like
okay.
Kicking a Corolla in half.
Not that this was a highlight of his career, but who was it on the station that got us going on the Walker told me I have AIDS drop? Was that the rant, or was that who was that?
I can't remember whether that was rant or whether that was... I definitely associated with Dan McDowell, though, latching on to it.
Yeah.
The Walker told me I have AIDS. Which is one of the biggest emergency brake pulls in the history of television.
Yeah.
Because if you watch the scene, it's little Haley Joe Osment, who's a really cute little kid. And
yeah. It was before...
Walker, Texas Radio.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's the other great
See
moment
if you can find
career.
The whole thing and then let us know.
And Chuck Norris is introducing little Haley Joe Osment to a bunch of new people, and it's so they're all laughing and having fun, and then Haley Joe Osment says, Walker told me I have AIDS. And then it just, like, stops the scene down.
That drop used to get played probably 20 times a
day. It was also, to be fair, Conan O'Brien was obsessed with it.
Oh, he
and
was?
Conan
okay.
would play it all the time. Anytime
weird.
They were all having fun on the show and everything, they would just play that drop, and he'd cut back to Conan, and he had kind of a sad face. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Okay, in honor of the passing of Chuck Norris,
yeah.
Here we go.
You never know who will show up at a Dallas Mavericks game. Walker, Texas Rallies, Chuck Norris, Chuck Rangers, Texas, Chuck Norris. Got me all nervous, man. Hey, you got another TV show, too? Sons of Thunder?
Yeah, we have another television series starting here.
That's our former colleague, Chris Arnold, doing Mavericks TV many, many years ago, sideline reporting, and he got Chuck Norris on and called him Walker. Texas Rayleigh.
Yeah. Okay, so
the most wheels off intro of a guest on live television.
Don't know.
Has to be.
Walker Rayleigh was pastor of First United Methodist who went on trial for allegedly strangling
his wife. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it's a big trial around here.
Huge trial.
Walker Rayleigh trial.
Texas Rayleigh.
Walker Texas Rayleigh.
Walker Texas Rayleigh.
It's still
Texas
makes
Walker
me laugh.
Walker Texas Rayleigh.
Chuck Texas Norris. Texas
Chuck Texas Norris.
Norris Texas Ranger. Chuck, you got me all flustered.
He's not Muhammad Ali over there.
Oh, Joe Frazier.
All right, Gordo, thank you.